Cordray says he wants to expand wraparound services for Ohio schools. This creates a range of support for students, from mental health services to dental care. He says today's students need to be connected to a network of care that'll make them healthier and better equipped to learn.
It means that the services are provided right at the school where we know the students are going to be day in, day out, as opposed to the families bearing all the burden of the logistics and the organization and the transportation and all to get those kind of services. What often happens is the services fall through the cracks and the kids don't get served.
Cordray says Ohio is starting to lag behind the nation when it comes to education, and something needs to change. The National Report Card from Education Week, an education news organization, once ranked Ohio as 5th in the nation, but its latest evaluation had the state ranked 21st.
We owe this decline in part to state lawmakers who've spent years funneling resources away from our public schools, weakening our public schools, and overregulating the classroom in ways that make it harder for teachers to teach students the way they are trained to do.
Cordray, who's a former Ohio Attorney General, has made charter school accountability a top issue in his campaign. He's consistently hit his Republican opponent, Mike DeWine, for his record on ECOT, the now-closed online charter school. ECOT overbilled the state for students it didn't have, owing the state more than $80 million in return. Cordray says DeWine, Ohio's current Attorney General, could have done more to keep the e-school accountable years ago.
We have been failed dismally over the past 8 years by a lack of accountability over failing charter schools in Ohio. For-profit charter schools were responsible for one of the worst scandals in our state's history.
His plan? To ban any for-profit companies from operating schools.
Our schools are not businesses and our children are not customers. But those involved in the ECOT scandal put profit above our students' needs.
DeWine has defended his actions on ECOT, explaining he's helping the state recover money by appointing special counsel to the case. He's also recently filed civil action against ECOT founder and prominent GOP donor, Bill Lager. DeWine counters that Cordray had his chance to take on ECOT when he was AG.
I'm the only one who actually has, in fact, taken action on behalf of the State Department of Education.
Cordray's plan also includes funding transparency, a reversal of Ohio's school takeover laws, and reduced standardized tests.
For too long, Ohio schools have been obsessively focused on test scores rather than real education. We are one of just 12 states, just 12 out of the 50, with high-stakes testing requirements for high school graduation. Over-testing, together with inadequate funding, have narrowed school curriculums and pushed out many other meaningful ways to engage students.
DeWine rolled out his education plan last week. He included an accountability measure for the online charter schools, saying the state should change its funding to a pay-for-performance model.
What we need to demand from the people who are running these schools is accountability, and accountability means they don't get paid until we find out what that child has learned.
Aside from also wanting less standardized testing, DeWine's plan includes an emphasis on vocational training and expanding access to technology. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.